Hare Krishna. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pasaya Bhutale Sri Makti Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesa Sunyavadi Pastyatyade Satarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sri Nisringa, Jai Nisringa, Jai Jai Sri Nisringa. Palada Desha, Jaya Padma Mukha Padma Bringam. Ugram Virya Mahavishnu, Dwalantam Sarvatomukam. Nisringa Vishinam Badram, Mityam Mityam Namami Aham. Vigishya yasya badane lakshmir yasya sivaksasi yasya tam ridayam samvit tam nisringa aham bhaje. So following the format, yesterday we began a part one of about six or seven presentations on the subject matter of Lord Nisringadev, which will lead up to his appearance day on Tuesday. How do I move this thing? Okay. Or the other way. I'll go all the way up. All the way up. Okay. So this is a place in South India. It's called Sri Ahobalami. And this is the place where it's been designated was the palace. It's a big, quite big area, many, many kilometers, where Hiranyakashipu lived and where Prahlad actually went to school. And then, of course, Lord Nisringadev appeared. And this you see here, this is a pillar. This is the pillar from where Lord Nisringadev appeared. The palace is in ruins, of course, but this is what's left of it. Yeah, it's called Staba, or like that. So, how many of you been to Hovalam? Anybody? You were, yeah? You went all the way up to the top? But devotees do go. Okay. I never went. But this is the place. And there are nine different temples, and each of the temples has a particular form of Lord Nisringadev. And these are the nine different forms you'll see there. As we go down the list, or we go down this, we'll see the different names of the and the school where Prahlad went to, Maharaj went there, and the palace, what's left of the palace is also there. Ahobalam means, aho means o, and balam means great strength. This is where the Lord exhibited great strength and killed the famous demon Hiranyakashipu. Go down the page a little bit more. We'll come to the next photo. Now this place is surrounded by forests. Just keep going to the next picture. Here's the different deities of Lord Nisringadev. Jwala Nisringa. That is the main temple. You'll see there's 10 forms there. Nine temples, but the actual place where he killed him is Jwala Nisringa, is a very fierce form of Lord Nisringadev. You see Hiranyakashipu on the lap of Lord Nisringadev. Ahobila Nisringa. And that's actually the main temple, Ahobila. And then there's Jwala Nisringa, Krodha, Malola, Karanja, Bhargava, Yogananda, Malola, Shatravata and Pavana. The Lord's in different moods,
from fierce to very, very calm. Pavana Nisringa is a very sweet mood of the Lord. And that's after he killed the demon and after Prahlad Maharaj came to him. So the Lord was very much pacified after that by the presence of his pure devotee, Prahlad Maharaj. Okay, now this area is quite dangerous. There's many cliffs and there's many mountains and there's forests which have bears and tigers in. Did you see any bears or tigers? You're lucky. Sometimes they do appear. Usually for they don't bother the devotees, but they do appear at times. There's two parts to Ahovalam. One is called a lower Ahovalam, which is called Chinna, and the upper part is called Peda Ahovalam. You can stop there. To get there, you have should go from Tirupati, and then you can usually trek to Ahovalam from Tirupati, like that. Okay, keep going down the page. This is mostly visual. Now this is a nice schematic and you can see the whole area, which covers many, many kilometers. If you look on the very far right at the top, this is the highest place. This is where the Stamba is, where Lord Nrisimhadev killed Aranyakashipu. And you can see the different names and the different temples corresponding by the different numbers. The idea is to go from one temple to another and then make the whole pilgrimage. You can't do it by yourself. You have to get a guide. They have guides there for anyone who wants to go. Okay. As mentioned here, it's about a 5-hour drive. Here's a better map. You can see again, way on the top there it says Ugrastamba. And there's Dwala Nisringa at the top, and then the lower ones. And this covers a long area. It's many, many kilometers, surrounded by rivers, forests, and it's mostly a very hilly area. Okay, a little farther down. And here's the Stamba again. To get there, you have to go through caves and up hills. And it's quite dangerous. Devotees do it. In fact, I think it's about 3,000 feet high. I don't know, that's a little bit less than 1,000 meters high. It's very high. So there's the actual pillar where the Lord appeared. Okay. And you can see here devotees climbing up the Ugrastamba. Pilgrims. Okay. Continue. And there's a shot from the top. You can see the forest way below. There's also a flag up there. And his Lord Chaitanya actually went up there. And there's the impression of his lotus feet are also there for those who want to simply get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. It's very high. It's also kind of windy up there, so it is quite dangerous. There's never been any talk of anybody falling off, but there have been many close calls. Okay. And this is the palace, area of the palace where Hiranyakashipu's palace was. Like that. You can see it's very rocky, very hilly, very foresty. Okay. And here is a little bit about, we've seen how Lord Nrisimhadev was fighting. He manifested forearms. You can see in the left arm on the top, he has like his palm open. He's the other two hands are more like in a very fierce way. The palm open one is he's going to grab the Sringadev, and with the rest he's going to put him on his lap and give him a heart operation. We say the operation was successful, the patient died. Okay, next picture. So that's the Jwala. This is, okay, we're going to Jwala Nisringa. You see the devotees going up to the Jwala. Go back. And there's three forms of Nisringadev in the Jwala Nisringa. And there's a pond. You'll see the picture coming up, called Raktakund, where Lord Nisringa opened, washed his hands after killing. They say the water is very sweet there. The main deity has eight arms and he's tearing the Sringadev apart. It's called, there's three deities or three carvings of the deities, Astabhuja, Chaturbhuja, and then there's one where the Sringadev is chasing Haranyakashipu. You'll see that in the upcoming photo. The devotees are going up towards the Stamba, this, up towards Jwala Nisringa temple. This is the first of the nine temples. When you go there, you make the pilgrimage according to the recommended route. You can't take your own route. You won't make it. Okay. And here is the inside of the temple. It's the place where reached the culmination, and then the Lord became very extremely angry. There's nine forms of Lord Nisringadev, as you saw from these different temples. Each one has a different mood. And then we see Jwala Nisringa. Jwala means fierce anger. So when the Lord waxes that supreme anger, he is in his most ferocious form. When his devotees get harassed by the demons, the Lord becomes very angry towards the demons. Go down, and as you can see, now these are the three forms. On the right, you see the Lord is, they're fighting with Haranyakasipu. And then there's the left, and then the one middle, and three different forms of the fight. Keep going down. Stop there. Stop, you went too far. So there's three deities. One he's sitting on his lap, and the other one he's chasing him, and the other one he's by the entrance of the palace coming in, because we understand from the story that the Lord killed the demon and kept the benedictions of Lord Brahma that he would not be killed inside or outside. And so he killed him on the threshold of the main door of the palace there. Okay. So these are three. And there's a good close-up of Jwala Nisringa. For a devotee, he's very sweet. For the non-devotee, he is death personified. Okay, Jwala Nisringa. So we sing the prayer, Namaste, Namaste Narasimhaya Prahlada Lada Daini Hiranya Kashipur Vakshaha Shila Tanka Nakala Ye Ito Nisimha Padato Nisimho Yato Yato Yamitato Nisimha Bahir Nisimho Ridaye Nisimho Nisim Hamadim Sharanam Papade Kamala Vare Nakama Bhuta Sringam Dalitali Ranya Kasi Purtanu Bringam Kesavadrita Narahari Rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare, Jai Jagadisha Hare, Jai Jagadisha Hare. There's the picture of the operating room. The doctor is the best of all doctors, and the patient is the worst of all patients. The Lord laughed. This says there's three times when the Lord laughed in anger. Three times is that when he was in Nityananda, the form of Lord Nityananda, when he was insulted by Ramachandra Khan, he laughed in anger. When Balaram was insulted by the Kauravas, when he came to Hastinapur, the Lord laughed in anger. And this is the third time, or the first time actually, when the Lord laughed in anger. So his laughter was an expression of his anger. Okay. Here you go. And this is the kund where the Lord washed his hands. Did you see that when you were there? Did you taste it? Was it sweet? Okay. That's called Rakta Tirtha Kund. And there's a cave that's below there, like that. You can see, if you look really close, right at the edge where the water meets the rocks, there's some red markings, and they say that is the blood stains after the Lord washed his hands. It's hard to see the red markings, but they're there. Okay. Why is the rocks blue?
No, this blue near the black rock. The water is blue.
It's just a reflection of the light, that's all. Okay. And now you can see the red, you see? There's the red markings around the kund there. Okay. And then here's a view looking from the temple downwards into the forest area. Okay, then the second temple is the Hobila, the Shringa. And then we'll see, this is part of the upper Hobilam, there's two, upper and lower. Did you go to all nine temples? Mm-hmm. No. It took a couple days? No. Do you have a guide?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice. So here's the cave that leads to the Ahobila, the Sringa temple. You can see it's a beautiful, very beautiful area. Very beautiful, very forestry. Nice caves and mountains. Okay, keep going. And this is the Didi, Ahobilam Sringa. And then there's Chenu, Lakshmi. Chenu, and she's called Chenu because she appeared from a tribe in the area called the Chenu tribe. When Sringadeva, after he killed Hiranyakashipu, he saw Lakshmi, he became attracted to her. And then he came to meet her, but she ran from him. And she couldn't recognize that this was Narayan. And he chased her into the forest. And then finally, she said, "I'll marry you under certain conditions." And the Lord fulfilled all those conditions. So you can see she's sitting in Padmanasana. She's sitting in a lotus position there. She's giving her blessings. And there is Nrisingadev. If you want to say something about your experience, you can always jump in. Okay. She's known as Chenu because she was born from the Chenu tribe in the area. There's a good picture. It's a little bloody, but we like that. Devotees become excited when demons get killed. He looks quite sweet, doesn't he? Almost like a little child. Okay. Go down the page. And then what happened was there was a huge fight, and the armies of Hiranyakashipu became very inspired to try to kill the Lord, and the Lord manifested 16 arms. And he just annihilated the entire army. That would be a good movie. Can you imagine that? The Lord is still angry. His anger was not pacified after he killed the demon. Sometimes it says those devotees who have the mood of anger worship Lord Nrisimhadeva. The devotee may be attracted to Lord Nrisimhadeva because of that mood. Okay, he's throwing this on. So this is the second temple. It's called Malola Nrisimha. It's 2 kilometers from upper. This is a place. And there's also Lakshmi Didi there, called Markunda Lakshmi. There was a young Didi named Srinivas, and he had a dream, and the dream was that he should go to a Aholam and take sannyas. And he couldn't believe his dream, so he went to his guru, who told him, actually you should do this. So he went to Aholam and took sannyas. The dream was Lord Nrisimhadeva appeared to him and said, come and take on the service of maintaining this place. So he did that, and like this, and this is the temple where he served. It's called Malola Nrisimha. Okay, you can go down the page, you'll see some more. This is the temple of Malola Nrisimha. Keep going. And here also. And here's a good photo of the deity. Go down. There he is. He's a little bit pacified. His 2 lower arms are in a peaceful condition, and the 2 upper ones are holding a chakra. And I believe, one arm is chakra and the other one is sankhya, the conch. Okay. Keep going. Let's see, the word Alola means beloved. Lord is the beloved of Mother Lakshmi, and hence he is glorified as Malola Nrisimha. How can he be called the mother? It says sometimes the Shastras say that the mood of worship for Lord Nrisimhadeva is in the mood of Vatsalya Ras. The Lord is seen as a parent to his devotee. He is the best of all parents, and hence even to Mother Lakshmi he's glorified like that. He's beloved of Mother Lakshmi. Malola means beloved. Okay, continue. Here you can see a little bit of a fight scene. This is an ISKCON picture. Okay, hold it. Like there. It's a little messy. The pujaris haven't come to clean up yet. And you see Prahlad Maharaj, no one could approach the Lord. Only Prahlad could do it, because Prahlad was able to recognize his worshipful Lord. And says that the Lord, for the pure devotee, No matter what form the Lord appears in, he can be recognized. Okay, continue to go down. This is a beautiful picture of blessing his pure devotee, putting his transcendental hand on the head of Prahlad Maharaj, surrounded by the devas. You see Lord Shiva there, Lord Brahma, and all the devas. Okay. Okay, stop there. This is also from the Bhagavatam. We have Lord Brahma. Now Prahlad has been seated on the throne like that. Okay. So the next temple is called Krodha Nisringa. Krodha means what? Anger. Okay. So the Lord was very angry. He called Brahma, but Brahma was afraid to come. At that time, the Vedas were in the hands of Brahma, and he dropped them. Brahma and the Vedas were falling. Bhumi personified held them and took the Vedas with her to Patala in order to protect them. Due to the absence of the Vedas, demigods approached Nisringadeva in the form of Krodha. You'll see him. He looks like Varaha Nisringa, actually. Well, not yet. Okay. And then, of course, Lakshmi is there. She was very much... She got annoyed when, after seeing... He pacified her, and then a darshan is called Varaha Tirtha. That's a particular place there. And there's a beautiful river called the Bhavasini River. Did you go there? You see that river? Did you? Okay. So there's a cave there. And keep going down. And this is the entrance of the temple, the outside of the temple. Krodha Nisringa Temple. Okay, keep going. And here's the deity. You can see him. He's quite angry. The different manifestations of the Nisringadeva and his different forms of anger are different intensifications of his anger. So out of the eight forms, some are very fierce, and some are less fierce, but in any case, there's different degrees of ferociousness. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. He has the face of a boar, so the devotees are climbing up. You can see the kundir. Did you go there, Krodha? You see every temple. Ah, okay. Continue. It's a beautiful for the jungle on the way. It would be nice to have devotees come from different places and have a big yatra. Go there. Devotees in Chaupati Temple went in 1999, in June of 1999, and there was about 3,000 devotees went. They climbed, some of them climbed all the way up to the top. Okay. So here's the palace. Srimana Ramanujacharya came here, and he held discourses in this particular palace. Continue. And this place is called Navana Sringa. Navana means nine. The area where nine Nisringa temples are. This has this particular air name. Okay. And then the next temple, number 5, is called Karanja. I would say in, if you were to say that in Slovenia, you would say Karanja, right? Because Karanja, the Sringa temple. And it's in the upper, it's about a kilometer from upper Ahovrama Sangha. There's a tree, Karanja tree, there. Hanuman was performing austerities there. He was chanting the name of Ram. And keep going down. And the Lord, Lord Sringadev appeared to him, and Hanuman said, "Go away, you're disturbing me. I'm looking for Ramchandra." So the Lord came back as Ramchandra. The Lord first said, I am Ram. Hanuman said, "No, you don't have that form." So then the Lord came back, and then he manifested himself as Ramchandra right in front of Hanuman. And at that time, it says that the deity Rani Kashipu also appeared with the Lord and looked in the direction of Hanuman at that time. You can see the temple, it's quite colorful. Very beautiful stamba there. See Karanya in the Sringa temple. Okay. And there's the deity. We can see a better picture on the next one, probably. We'll go down farther. There you go. See Karanja. So they say Karanja, Karanya. He's under a tree. He has the bow to show that he is none different than Lord Ramachandra. He looks quite peaceful. And he's sitting in Padmasana. He has a bell around his neck or something. And there's a Anantashesh over the top. Go down farther. Hold there. There's a cobra, over his head, and he's sitting in meditation. And so the next one is, go down. The next one is Bhargava Anusringa. And that one's a little bit of distance from lower. And it was named after Bhargava Nisringa Swami. Here Parasuram is also known as Bhargava. He wanted darshan of the Lord at the right moment when the Lord was tearing apart Hiranyakashipu. And this is the place, actually, where Hiranyakashipu looked. It wasn't Hanuman, it was actually towards Parasuram. Like that time, so the Lord actually gave Parasuram that darshan, and he saw the Lord tearing apart Hiranyakashipu. It's on the banks of the Aksaraya Tirtha. Just last weekend, we celebrated the Aksaraya Tirtha, where they put the deity in, Chandan, for a number of days. Parasuram would come here, take his darshan, and also bathe. This one can only be reached by jeep or auto. It's very difficult to get to some of these places. Okay, so this is in the front of the temple. This is the bathing place of Parasuram. It's called Bhargava Tirtham. Okay. This is a beautiful photo. Beautiful image of Lord Nisringadev. He's in very black form. Pallada is on the right side. You'll see again, if you go down farther, another picture. There you go. It's a close-up. He looks quite happy. The Lord is always happy. Even when he's angry, he's very happy. So, okay. So the next one is Yogananda Nisringa. Okay, so that one is in the southeast of Lower Hovelam. And there is a stamba there. It's a Garuda. It's about a foot and a half high. The Lord is in the yoga posture. Many places you go in South India, you'll see Yogananda. Sometimes they call him Yoga Nisringa, and sometimes they call him Yogananda Nisringa. Nanda means bliss, so the Lord is performing yoga in that form and experiencing transcendental happiness. The deity was worshipped in a deep tunnel to make it easier to get to that area. Is very arduous. Okay, you can go down, you can see a little bit more. Keep going. Keep going. You know, there's a nice photo. Lord Yoga Nisringa. Meditated for. He has four hands and he has two symbols with him, a chakra and the Sankhya. The Sankhya is for the devotees, the chakra is for the demons. He's equal. The Lord is equal. He doesn't make a distinction. Even though he kills the demons, he loves the demons just as much as he loves the devotees. But because he is equal, he reciprocates according to how they approach. But when they offend his devotees, he gives them special mercy. He eliminates their existence. Okay. So this is not very far from the Yoga Nisringa. It's Bala Yogananda Nisringa Temple. Okay. And there's Bala Yogananda Nisringa Temple there. That's a beautiful temple. Okay. And there's the deity. Okay, the next one is Jatravata Nisringa. It's in the lower area of Lahovalam. He's very beautiful. Two Gandharvas named Haha and Huhu. Okay. Huhu and Haha. Sometimes we say that, ha ha hoo hoo. Came to Meropata and pleased by singing very nicely. And they became famous. Because they pleased the Lord by singing very nicely, they became famous as great singers. And the Lord was very pleased with them. This temple is also known as Devata Ardhana in Kshetra. And he's holding his symbols. You'll see, go down the page, and you'll see a picture of the deity. There's the entrance of the temple. Okay. Keep going. And here he is. Lord Jatravata Nisringa. Again, chakra in the right hand, Sankhya in the left hand. He's very pleased by his devotees, Haha and hoo hoo, they were singing to please the Lord.
What is Sankhya? What this symbol represents?
Sankhya is the conch.
Oh, okay.
Is the conch.
What is chakra?
Chakra is the weapon of the Lord.
Sudarshan chakra.
Yeah, the disc. Sudarshan chakra. Yeah, he gives you a haircut. But he somehow misses your head, gets it a little lower down a little. He cuts off the head of everybody who is a demon. So he has four symbols. You see two prominent, the chakra and the sankhya. He also has a lotus flower and a club as the Narayan feature. The Sringadeva is an expansion of Lord Narayan. Lord Narayan keeps those four symbols in all on all his forms, but as he manifests his expansions, he uses his symbols according to his particular desires. Beautiful whites. He's really smiling. Okay. Down the page. And then we come to the last one, Pavana Nisringa. It's on the banks of a river and also known by the same name, Pavana. So one goes there, performs penance, and so sage Bharjanaraya came himself and rid himself of Bad and Brahmahatya at this place. So one can get freed from one's past sins simply by going there and bathing and offering prayers. This temple is very much in the midst of the forest, and people warn about animals, bears and tigers. There's one devotee who went there. His name is Dhruva, and he's compiled three big volumes on Nisringa temples all over India, and he went there alone and trekked all this by himself and gathered a lot of information. A lot of this information we're reading here is from what he gathered. And he told me, they told him, don't go to these forests, they're full of animals. But he went anyway. And he said he slept on the ground at night. He said even there was a, you could hear the animals around him at night, but they didn't bother him. Okay. Lakshmi married Nisringadev. She's called Chenchu. So he's also, again, carrying Shankara and Chakra, like that. Very sweet-looking Lord. This is the most peaceful of all the nine ones here. So if you can make it through the other eight temples, you get to Pavana and Nisringa. Some people don't make it. It's quite arduous. You have to be a little bit physically fit, yeah? Is that true? I think there's more than 3,000 stairs.
Yeah.
There's no elevators. Yeah, you can do that. Okay, keep going. And see. And to reach Pavana, one has to pass through dense forests. And one has to climb 250 steps just for this one. This is the Stamba, is about 3,000, but this is only 250 steps. It's a very rough area. But if you have some sins and you need to dispose of them, the Lord is very merciful. He manifests himself for the mercy of the devotees so they can free themselves and then make their devotional service less difficult. Okay. And here it is in the middle of the forest. That's the forest ranger quarters nearby. Okay. Keep going. Sri Pallad Varahana Sringa Temple. So there's other temples around. Smaller deities of Lakshmi, smaller deities of the Lord. Like that. And many of the great saints and sages came there, performed penances also, brought their disciples there, like that. Okay. The Pallad Varahana Sringa is in the lower part. We saw the map earlier. Okay. And here's this temple. Jai Sisi Panchatattva Ki Jai. And here is the deity, Sri Lakshmi Nrisinga, Lakshmi known as Chenchu. Okay, that's a beautiful picture. You can see the Sringa Sun is so. It's like in silver, silver coating, silver leafing. Okay. And this is some more manifestations of the Lord, Sri Patibi Majuvari Sanidhi. This is the school where Pallad studied. It's situated on a cave of the hill right near the Malola temple. It might be, these might be his teachers there. It's a cave. So this mentions he fell through this cave and the Lord caught him. Like that. And the Pallad Maharaj wrote on one of the rocks, Om Namo Bhagavate